Hi, I'm with the Columbus Dispatch. My name is Megan Henry, and I cover the business of healthcare. Earlier this week, I had the chance to sit down with the new CEO of Ohio Health, Dr. Stephen Markovic, who took office on July 1st.
I had two career goals as a young man. I wanted to be a doctor, and I wanted to be a fighter pilot. And there's an age restriction on being a fighter pilot. You have to do it before you're 26.
Okay.
So that had to come first. So I did that and then went to medical school at Ohio State. Along the way, I picked up an MBA at Wright State back in the early 80s when I was in the Air Force. But I've lived all over the world and been stationed in a number of places in the States, but primarily I've always had a residence here in Ohio for all that time.
Okay. Can you talk about your experience in the military?
Sure. Like I said, I wanted to serve. I had a passion for airplanes, and I was always fascinated and wanted to be a fighter pilot. And I was fortunate enough to go through the Air Force training program and get selected to do that. Ultimately, I left the active duty Air Force and switched to the Air National Guard. The state of Ohio has a big Air National Guard component. There's about 5,000 people in the Guard. But one of the units was right here in Columbus. So even when I was in medical school and residency, I was flying A-7s and then F-16s for the Air National Guard. And I was fortunate to be promoted up through a number of roles in the Guard. And I retired last October as the commander of the Guard.
Wow.
Of the Air Guard.
That's quite the career.
So I've been deployed three times, twice as a fighter pilot, once as a doctor. I quit flying after a full flying career because I had the credentials of being a physician. I ended up a flight surgeon and a hospital commander and ended up going overseas to the Middle East, to Iraq, as a flight surgeon.
Wow. What was your time like over there?
Exciting. You know, a lot of great people, you know, very focused on the mission, trying to get done what needed to be done. Like I said, I went once in medical school. I went once in the late 90s and then again as a doctor about 5 years later. So.
Okay. And then going back to the medical side of it, what sparked your interest in going to medicine?
Probably, you know, my mom was a nurse.
Okay.
My sister's a chief nurse. My mother's mother was a nurse. So there's the idea of healthcare was in my family for a long time. I loved science. I loved the people. I thought it'd be a very, very rewarding and fulfilling career. Administration was not the plan, but sometimes when you're called, you need to step up, and that's what happened.
Okay. So what different roles have you held here at Ohio Health over the years?
Started off in medical education, as I said. From there, I became one of the senior medical directors at Riverside, later the chief operating officer of Riverside Methodist, president of Riverside Methodist. And then I came to the corporate offices where I was responsible largely for the acute care operations of Ohio Health, so the hospitals, the home care network, the service lines. And then this last year, I spent pretty much with Dave Blum just working on transition and mentoring and getting ready for the switch.
Mm-hmm. How do you think your time serving all those roles helped prepare you for now your role as CEO?
I think it gave me great clinical training between Ohio State and Ohio Health. I was well prepared clinically. Great operational experience, you know, how patients perceive their care, how patients flow through a healthcare system. I got to see outpatient, inpatient, emergency medicine, obstetrics. I worked in all those areas. So I got a really good sense of how the healthcare system meets the needs of the community, the roles we play, the opportunities to support the underserved. So whether it's the free clinic or, like I said, working for a high school football team, you learn a lot. You learn about what the community needs. You learn about what the system has to offer. It was really a very, very good training ground. Probably most importantly was I got the chance to work on some of the big problems that Ohio Health, you know, we've taken on over the years, whether it's access, ER throughput, major capital projects. I was at Riverside when we built the Neuro Tower. And so that was a great opportunity to create a programmatic destination for patients that had neuroscience problems.
How do you think your time being a military leader has helped also prepared you for this role?
I think both roles are very similar in that they're both very mission focused. It's very much about being clear about what it is you're trying to accomplish, and everybody that's participating is doing it out of a sense of service. At the same time, both roles also are very focused on the people, whether it's the patients, the nurses, the staff. In the military community, there are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of young folks that, when you're deployed as a pilot, that are helping, you know, make sure that you're safe and your equipment is top-notch and your airplane is ready to go. So they're very similar in that, like I said, mission-focused, a sort of sense of selflessness. You know, there's a certain sacrifice sometimes that has to happen. And again, a great group of people that make it all happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very exciting.
Yeah. And then, so you've been CEO since July 1st?
July 1st.
How's it going so far?
I think it's going great. The team has been very warm and engaging. We had a very smooth transition between Dave and I. The executive team and all the associates have been great. Everywhere I've gone to visit, I was in a couple of the hospitals this morning, and everybody's just extending a very gracious welcome. The nice thing I've been around for so long, there's a lot of folks that I know and I've worked with. And so everybody's being very supportive.
Mm-hmm. That's good. What is your goal or vision for Ohio Health as your time as CEO?
I tell people my vision is not different than previous administration visit, in that I've been on this team now for a number of years, and we've all been working together to create a common vision. We need care to be simpler. We need care to be very accessible for everyone that needs care. And we've got to figure out how to make it affordable. So a high quality organization is sort of foundational to everything I just said, but assuming we can continue to deliver high quality, we've got to make it available to the folks that need it, so that the overall welfare of our community continues to rise.
Mm-hmm.
So the folks that need our services and need our care, we want to be there. We've been here for more than 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's my job to make sure we're here for another 100 years, and we're going to work real hard to do that.
When you say simplify healthcare and accessibility, mm-hmm. Do you have anything in mind in particular that you want to hone in on?
Well, the consumer experience is changing, or the consumer expectation is changing. You know, I mentioned up front, I'm 60 years old, and I grew up with a certain mindset of what healthcare might be. I have three boys in their early 20s. Their expectations of a healthcare system are very different than mine. So the folks like me, the folks like Mark, folks like you, folks like my kids, depending on where you are in your life and what your needs are and your expectations, we need to meet you where you are. So do we need to become more digitally focused? Absolutely.
Mm.
Do we need to do more and more through novel communication techniques like telemedicine? Absolutely. Do we need to make sure that we can get specialty services to more remote parts of the state? Absolutely. So those are some of the things we're focused on right now, is how do we grow? How do we enhance the healthcare in the communities that we serve? Not just Columbus. Ohio Health is in 47 different counties. And so how do we make sure that all those counties benefit from Ohio Health's capabilities? But it's I think we need to continue to, we're on this journey to be more consumer focused. We've got to figure out how to help the consumer navigate the system. Why should I have to call my doctor's office for a medication refill when I can just hit a button on my phone and then either pick it up or have it delivered to my home or mailed? So those are things, some of those things have been around for a while, but we need to continue to push that envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Mark's nodding.
I just pushed a button on my computer before I came here and refilled a prescription.
Yeah.
See? There you go.
And it's being mailed to me. How do we
take information off your Fitbit relative to your exercise regimen, your nutritional status, your blood pressure, your pulse, your oxygen saturation? How do we integrate all that in a way that helps us predict your health outcomes? I mean, how do we become a better partner in your healthcare?
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
Before you get sick.
Yeah.
Yes, preventative.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, as you mentioned, Ohio Health's footprint in Ohio is very big. Are there any plans to expand or just continue to grow in those communities who have hospitals?
Well, we have a number of sites across the state now. We will be continuing to invest in those, either through physical facilities, physicians, technology. Again, we want to raise the quality. We want to raise that footprint, raise the quality in those communities. We believe very strongly that care should be delivered as close to your home as possible. That's foundational for us. We continue to look across the state for other opportunities where it makes sense, where there's a strategic alignment between any other organization and us, as we look to see if we would grow. But growth is an imperative for us. But, you know, first and foremost, we're focused on good quality, a great patient experience, and trying to, like I said before, figure out how we can do this in a way that is simpler for everyone and more affordable.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to read my story about Ohio Health's new CEO at dispatch.com.